Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're the best at promoting your business and giving you world-class recognition along the way. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the five small steps to a healthier you. My guest today is a health counselor and cooking instructor with Life with Spice Wellness. She specializes in educating families and individuals on the importance of proper nutrition for weight management and disease prevention. She received her training at the School of Integrative Nutrition in New York City and graduated from Chattahoochee Tech with a degree in culinary arts. We're excited to have on the phone today a woman who is dedicated to helping people live life with spice, Ms. Bridget Rido. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Spark Plug. I appreciate the opportunity.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the five small steps to a healthier you?
I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
What, in your opinion, is the first step to staying healthy?
Well, I do believe by controlling and monitoring your pH balance, it keeps your body in the proper state of homeostasis or balance. Too much acid in our bodies can lead to osteoporosis, acid reflux, and even cancer. So by keeping our bodies in a good 80 to 20% ratio, that's 80% alkaline to 20% acid, will help keep our bodies regulated. And I think that the easiest way for anybody to obtain this is just by adding lemon to your water 3 times a day. Lemon is one of our neutral foods, so it helps bring our acid back into balance.
What should we ask our family doctors about pH balance?
Usually people have their pH balance tested anytime they have a blood workup or a urine analysis. So it's usually put on your report. But the problem with that is testing your pH balance once every 3 months or once every 6 months isn't a great way of checking or maintaining it. The biggest thing that you should ask your doctor is when the last time you checked your pH balance and what some of their recommendations are. But doctors usually don't go into pH balance, and usually the reason for this is because they are diagnosing a symptom, and pH balance is really a cause of a symptom. So by the time you usually get to your doctor, they're not worried about the cause, but more of helping you manage the symptom.
What is an optimal number for pH balance?
7.0 is neutral, so 7.0 is really what we want to strive for. Anything under that is acidic, and anything above that is too alkaline. And that can lead to urinary tract infections and other overgrowth of bacteria when you become too alkaline.
Okay, well, controlling pH balance is very important. What's another small step that's just as important?
Taking a multivitamin is a great way to get a lot of the nutrition that we need. A lot of my clients have come to me with just simple nutritional imbalances or deficiencies. So because a lot of people don't have time to plan out a healthy meal that would give them all the vitamins and minerals that they need, by just taking a multivitamin, it's giving your body a boost of vitamin A, vitamin C, and B12, which is very important. And it's a big component of health that a lot of people neglect.
Well, let's talk about something that most people are familiar with, and that's exercise. Exercise is also very important. What's your view on exercise and good health?
I do think that everybody should get up and move daily. I do think exercise helps keep us healthy. But it is important to know what exercises are right for your body type. Take, for instance, an adrenal body type. Adrenal body types don't need vigorous exercise. It actually sends them into fat storage instead of fat burning. So yoga, swimming, a light walk would be adequate exercise for an adrenal body type. But for a thyroid body type, the key hormones that your thyroid produces, T1 and T4, are only produced through vigorous exercise. So anything that gets your heart rate above 130. So a quick walk on a treadmill, playing tennis, maybe basketball, anything that's going to keep your heart rate up.
Bridget, how would someone know what kind of body type they have? Is there a website they can go to?
There's not exactly a website they can go to. There are three main ways that you can have a body type analysis. You can do a symptoms evaluation, which is one of the most cost-effective ways, or you can do a hair follicle test or a urine examination. And what they're testing for in those are what hormones your body is not producing. So those are some of the key ways to testing for your body type. But most people are adrenal body type. The number one reason why is because we all experience stress in our life, and stress does cause adrenal fatigue, as well as caffeine consumption. And on average, an American consumes about 21 cups of coffee a week. So that also can lead to adrenal fatigue.
Let me just back up a little bit here. I heard somewhere that you should check your pH balance twice a day. Is there a kit you can buy to do that?
You can go on Amazon.com and order pH litmus tests. And it is good to check your pH balance in the morning and at night. The best reason for this is you can see throughout the day if you ate foods that change your pH balance for the good into a more alkaline state, or if you ate things that maybe produce more acid in your body. Again, keeping the acid low is the best way, again, to prevent osteoporosis, because our bodies will leach calcium to buffer the acid in our bodies. And we all want healthy, happy, strong bones.
Well, let's get back to body type. What if someone doesn't know their body type and they're exercising and not getting the results they want to get?
Well, that is the about 75% of my clients that come to me are exactly in that position,
okay.
Working out 5 days a week, getting up early to go to the gym, and never losing a pound. And it's very hard to keep the motivation up if your goal is to lose weight and you're not. So that is why I think that if anybody, any of your listeners who fall into that category, the first step they should take is getting a body type analysis, just so they're not defeating their purposes.
When did you first find out about knowing your body type?
I have to say before I enrolled in the School of Integrative Nutrition, it was a very prominent thing in my family for people to have cancer. It runs on both sides of my family. So it was very important for me to decide what my body type was and what preventative steps that I can take to make sure that I prevent cancer from ever being in my lifetime and in my children's lifetime. And one of the main ways that I do it is checking my pH balance. pH balance decreases my body's production of healthy cells. And anybody who's familiar with cancer knows that cancer grows when there are a lot of dead cells present. So that was one of the reasons I got into knowing my body type, making sure that I'm eating appropriately to keep my body healthy and exercising appropriately to keep my body healthy and managing my pH balance.
Okay. So for all the listeners out there, if you're working out all the time and you're not getting the results you want, you may want to find out your body type. And once you find out your body type, the results should come. Is that correct, Bridget?
That is correct. And I offer all of your listeners a free health evaluation. In that 1 hour one-on-one with myself, we will identify what their body type is and also test their pH balance. Because I do believe that information is the most powerful tool.
Really? All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, what's the final small step to a healthier you?
It's one of the simplest steps, just breathing. By breathing, we release excess gases, we help relieve stress, and we oxygenate our blood and tissues, as well as speeding up our metabolism. And that's a key function in people's lives, to get their metabolism sped up. And because our first breaths are always taken in a quick haste, we never learn how to truly breathe. So by taking 15 minutes to do deep breathing techniques, this is a great way to keep your body healthy.
And for more information, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
They can go to my website at healingkitchen.net. They can write me at wellness@healingkitchen.net. Or they can give me a phone call at 678-663-7553.
Ms. Bridget Rideau, holistic health counselor with Life with Spice Wellness. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Spark Plug.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Bridget Rideau. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job. If you'd like more information about our guests, visit her website at healingkitchen.net or give her a call at 678-663-7553. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.